can't hear myself because the headphones are here screwed up somehow, and I don't know what am I talking to and why am I talking to, and it's a very weird feeling. Anyway, this is Miser Hour. My name is Hans von Kloss. That was Caroline with Sex in Van City. Stay for the same next week. I have to do 1 hour of the show because of the goddamn Olympics again. There's no parking anywhere, and so I have only one hour left. Because, yeah, I'm not gonna go on with this one because apparently I'm not positive enough, and I don't have a Olympic spirit or anything like that. It's just sport, and why the hell everybody has to somehow. Oh, never mind. So we'll do for 1 hour some funny stuff, and yeah, unless I want to walk home to Burnaby, that would be my option, I guess. So what? No, there's a, well, there's some, well, there's some people around here. No, they're asking me what's happening. No, well, the parking is only till midnight, and then apparently from 11 it's off. So, and I know stuff around here and people involved with the Olympics, well, they take everything so bloody seriously, so I will lose my car, I will have to pay for a cab, then pay for a tow truck, and then probably, you know, well, it's stupid. Maybe it's all good, I don't know. Anyway, it's day number 10 of February, is it? 2010. Some stubborn matter by Pergolesi. And there we go.
Family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. Right. Mine is the last voice that you will ever hear. Do not be alarmed. We'll be right back.
something. If I could freeze time at the click of a switch, I wouldn't hesitate. No, there must be something wrong, boys. Yeah, there must be something wrong, boys. Obnoxious actions, obnoxious results. Yeah, some teachers who refuse to retort. Distorted pictures and dizzy, dizzy people. Rushed by me at the speed of thought. Nurses at the tables and doors of stress. For Christ's sake, leave me something. From now they can erase you at the flick of a switch. How long am I sweet wait? Oh, there must be something wrong, boys. Yeah, there must be something wrong, boys. There must be something wrong, boys. Don't you beat me down.
Langsam oder sicher von innen her zu. Fleisch ist nur ein Zündel, was da brennt. Anstelle meiner Seele, an der Stelle meine Seele brennt.
Do it out of love. losing everything, losing your home, losing your money, your dignity, losing your mind, your beliefs and ideals. Then lonely there, when everything is gone, you no longer care. Your soul standing, naked and bare.
Well, always, always great stuff from Killing Joke. I don't know if anybody can hear me out there. I can't hear myself, but you know, I'm kind of guessing that you can. Anyway, you listen to Hans von Kloss, your Polish import, and this is Mizer Hour, and I'll be here for another, whatever, 38 minutes or so. Due to strict restrictions implemented by Olympic Committee, so on, and probably I'll check very well next week if it's really worth it to come over here without any hassle. But anyway, it's all good. Be positive, right?
Sink down on the blood red edge of the blood red town. There are shadows for sale on the edge of town. On the edge of the night is a darkness seen from the side of the night. Of Roman sands and Roman suns. And it seems to me that when I close my eyes, all the lights in the world go. And the desert stares back with a thousand eyes, piercing eyes, ancient eyes. And I ask my lovers, do you know where the desert roses bloom and grow? And I ask my lovers, do you know where the desert roses bloom? And I ask my lovers, do you know where the desert roses bloom and grow?
party. And it's a night. And it's 16 beers and it's out of a fight. But I'm chilling. You're out of luck. I'm rolling down the stairs to drunk the fuck. I like the stories. I love the gun. Shooting advertisements. I love the world of fun. But in my room, wish you were dead. You fall like a baby in a razor head. I'm too drunk to fight. I'm too drunk to fight. Too drunk. It's all I need right now to drive the fuck.
Kennedy's, of course, too drunk to fuck. Well, I picked another microphone, maybe that one is working. I have no clue, I'm guessing. Okay, we can swear a little bit more. Why the hell not? We have only 1 hour of it. Let's swear for next half an hour. you go. Sex Pistols, and I love it. Feedback bug there. So I don't know what's happening. It's all good. It's a real amateur radio now. That's what we wanted. Yeah, you spent so much money, and well, equipment is apparently coming, the new one. We'll see when and how. What's gonna happen here? There's apparently some money coming from IOC or Vanog or something. I heard about it. Yeah, okay. Well, let's do some more swearing. Why the hell not? You listen to Hans von Kloss, your Polish import. And I'll be here for the next 20 minutes or so, and then I'll leave you with Radio Luz from Poland. What Luz means in English, it's kind of easygoing. And where people are probably they're not so uptight about sport events.
Now the towers have fallen, so much dust in the air. It affected your vision, couldn't see yourself clear. From the fall came such choices, even worse than the fall. There's this chain of consequences within, without. Action, cause and reaction never follows to plan. Black swans on your picnic table, knocking over the jam. Please don't preach me forgiveness, you're hardwired for revenge. War is just about business, with a name without. Surface of liberals, there's a beast underneath. Others hide in their jackals within, without.
I got a couple choices here. I can either promote Neil Young for you or promote Homelessness Marathon. And guess which one I'm going to take.
Tuesday, February 23rd, beginning at sunset in Montreal, broadcasting live on your local campus and community radio station.
Sometimes we get that instant homelessness. We didn't expect to be homeless, and we find ourselves on the street because of an eviction or a notice.
Canada's largest talk show on poverty and homelessness.
We have a mayor who compared poor people to pigeons publicly and said that if you stop feeding them, they'll go away.
The 8th Annual Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting February 23rd to 24th. A 14-hour live radio show from frozen street corners across Canada. Call in live, join the discussion.
Our demand from the federal government is $2 billion a year for social housing units across Canada. That'll just help us to start catching up to the 15 years that we've lost in building social housing in this country. It's really a glaring example of the negligence of the government.
Visit www.ckut.ca for more info.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcasting live from Vancouver on Tuesday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. SCITR 101.9 FM partners with CJSF 90.1 FM and Co-op 102.7 FM to bring you an hour of interviews and stories of how the 2010 Olympics are affecting homelessness in Vancouver. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
Okay, and yeah, you know, $6.9 billion spent on 4 weeks event. That's quite a shot when you think about people without a home in the land of milk and honey, and some like to call it the best place on earth. And yeah, you wave your flag, and why the hell never? The answer is in the wind.
Thank you. It's now way past the hour she usually phones. Decided not to tell her your little joke. Where could she have got to? Why is she torturing you? You roll on your side and run your fingers through your hair. You're scared of losing her and facing yourself. A red sky night may be a shepherd's delight, but you're cutting chunks from your heart and rubbing the meat into your eyes. Oh, she can't leave you now. You've given up all your friends. You're relying on her.
Brilliant, Matt Johnson. And Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Some wonderful places in US, and there's no such luck here. So if you believe the world was created in 6 or 7 days, you can pray for some rain, but that's gonna do as much good as praying itself. Hans von Clauser, Polish import, always miserable and always feeling so good about it, always negative and always feeling so good about it. I'm one of those who never achieved anything, so that's why I have to criticize everything else. And yeah, well, that's the way I am. And that's why you love me. Some more Dead Kennedys, and maybe one more or two things, and I'm out of here. I leave you with Radio Luz from Wrocław, Poland. It's college radio, with some pressure coming to them as well, I suppose, from some big corporations. Yeah. There's one out here I'm looking for. I can't find it. It was replaced by something else, but yeah. It's all about money, isn't it? 101.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC, possibly in stereo. No hits all the time.
Of the United States. We have a problem. The companies want something done about this sluggish world economic situation. Profits have been running more than a little thin lately, and we need to stimulate some growth. Now, we know that there's an alarmingly high number of young people roaming around in your country with nothing to do but stir up trouble for the police and damage private property. Doesn't look like they'll ever get a job. It's about time we did something constructive with these people. We've got thousands of them here, too. They're crawling all over. The companies think it's time we all sit down, have a serious get-together, and start another war. A president? Oh, he loves the idea. All those missiles streaming overhead, to and fro, napalm. People running down the road, skin on fire. Soviets beam up for it. The Kremlin's been itching for the real thing for years. Want a little going-away present for Mr. Brezhnev. Hell, Afghanistan's no fun. So, what do you say? We don't even have to win this war. We just want to cut down on some of this excess population. Tell us, just sign up a draft, draft as many of those people as you can. We'll call up every last youngster we can get our hands on and give them an hour or two to learn how to use an automatic rifle. Send them on their way. El Salvador, tell them Northern Ireland are a moderately repressive regime in South America. We'll just cook up a good Soviet threat story in the Middle East. We need that oil. We had Libya all ready to go, and Colonel Gaddafi's hit squad didn't even show up. I tell you, that man is unreliable. The Russians had their finger on the button just like we did for that one. Now just think for a minute. We can make this war so big, so big. The more people we kill in this war, the more the economy will prosper. We can get rid of practically everybody on your dole queue if we plan this right. Take every loafer on welfare right off our computer rolls. Don't worry about those demonstrators. Just pump up your drug supply. So many people have hooked themselves on heroin and amphetamine since we took over. Just like Vietnam, we had everybody so busy with LSD, they never got too strong. We kept the war functioning just fine. It's easy. We got our college kids so interested in beer, they don't even care if we start manufacturing germ bombs again. Put a nuclear stockpile in their backyard, they wouldn't even know what it looked like.
Well, of course, nothing could be more sexy than talking about the war, killing, drugs. It's all good. And I did not know that we have a God, Canadian God now. When you drive on 49 in Oak, or is it Granville or something? I think Granville. Anyway, there's a church, and it's got this little sign. Well, it's not really little, it's like 3 meters and 3 meters. Welcome, visitors. Visit our God. you think sometimes that nothing can make you laugh. It's always something. Okay, some Scorn, and then we go to Mr. Tom York, and then to Radio Luz from Poland, Wrocław. And then, welcome the flame. I wish you rain.
favor and pack your bags. Buy a ticket and get on the train. Buy a ticket and get on the train.
Okay, before I go, there's a little story I should mention. If you think where your money goes, I talked to one of my neighbors. She works for BC Hydro, and she had this, you know, wonderful uniform, 7-Eleven kind of the blue one for Olympics, and they for volunteers apparently. And yeah, she said, yeah, I have to get up 3 o'clock in the morning every day, and yeah, I'm volunteering down at Olympic Village, and yeah, so she's getting paid for that volunteering full-time, plus she's getting paid from BC Hydro not doing her job. How awesome is that? You gotta love Olympic spirit. I wish you rain.
Godzina z nową muzyką. Audycja Dirty Makers. Zapraszają Paweł Baszczak.